This weekend, cryptocurrency's largest annual conference took place in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a gathering of leaders, celebrities, tech industry insiders, and crypto enthusiasts. But former President Trump and independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke in favor of boosting crypto during their remarks there. As William Brangham tells us, those speeches may be aimed at getting support this fall from tech leaders and startups who have a growing voice on these issues.
That's right, Jeff. The incredible rise of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have created a new block of mega donors that voters and presidential candidates are now trying to win over. Former President Trump, who initially denounced cryptocurrency as, quote, highly volatile and based on thin air back in 2019, reversed himself in his speech to the conference last Saturday by promising to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world.
If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else. And if Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way. And that's what's going to happen. No, you're going to be very happy with me.
Joining me now to discuss the ramifications of all of this is David Yaffe Bellany from The New York Times. David, thank you so much for being here. Help set the table for us, for people who have not been following us this that closely. Remind us of where crypto was after its big fall, and now it's sort of resurged in the marketplace.
The last time most ordinary people tuned into the crypto industry, you know, top executives were going to prison, the market was in free fall, and a lot of these kind of risky investments had been widely dismissed as worthless or scams. But a lot has changed since then. In January, the federal government approved a new investment product that's tied to the price of Bitcoin. And when that product started trading, it kind of opened up access to the crypto market to a whole lot of people who hadn't invested in it before. And as a result, the price of Bitcoin surged. It reached its record high a few months ago, and the prices of some of the other big crypto tokens have followed suit. And so the industry is in a much healthier state today than it has been for the last couple of years.
So as we just heard, the former President Trump made this very explicit pitch to the crypto world, saying, I might have been a skeptic before, but now I'm in full bore. What is his pitch, and why is this happening now?
Look, the crypto industry is furious about the way that it's been treated by the federal government. The Securities and Exchange Commission has embarked on a pretty aggressive crackdown on crypto companies, a crackdown so severe that it's essentially an existential threat. It could drive the industry out of the United States if it's successful. And so the embrace of Trump is really a response to that. And, you know, a cynical reading of this is that Trump is kind of opportunistically seizing on what's happening, you know, under the current administration, you know, seeing an opportunity to attract donor dollars from the crypto industry. And sort of that's why he's making this pitch, promising that, you know, he's going to turn the U.S. into a kind of inviting sort of capital for crypto companies, you know, rather than the sort of, you know, aggressive cop on the beat that it's been over the last couple of years.
Let's talk about that cop on the beat. Currently, that's the Biden administration's cop on the beat. What is it that they're doing, and what is their argument about why they need to be such a tough cop?
Sure. So, you know, the leader of this push is the chair of the SEC, Gary Gensler. And the argument that he has made over and over is that most cryptocurrencies are essentially securities, which is to say that they're just like stocks and bonds that are traded on Wall Street, and that they ought to be regulated as such, and that crypto companies should have to make all the sorts of disclosures and follow all the same rules as people who offer those traditional investment products. You know, that is a legal argument that the crypto industry hates. You know, they're fighting back against it, saying that if the SEC beats them in the courts on this issue, then they'll be driven out of the United States. So that's sort of the crux of the debate. And, you know, Trump went in front of a crowd of Bitcoin supporters over the weekend and said, one of my first acts as president will be to fire Gary Gensler. And it got probably the biggest cheer of the day.
So do we know what Vice President Kamala Harris might do if she were elected? Is it safe to say she would just continue the Biden administration's current approach?
It's hard to say for sure. You know, she hasn't said a ton publicly about her views on crypto, but obviously she's part of the current administration. And so a lot of crypto insiders are kind of assuming that if she wins, it'll be more of the same that they saw under the Biden administration. With that said, you know, both the Biden campaign and now the Harris campaign have extended something of an olive branch to crypto companies, sort of invited them to come to the table and sort of talk about the policy changes they would like to see. But, you know, the reaction among crypto executives has been pretty skeptical. You know, essentially it's been, your talk means nothing to us. You know, we've seen what you've done over the last 4 years, and frankly, we don't trust you.
We're talking about crypto here, but there has been in the broader tech world, as well as in the VC world, the venture capital world, the seeming move towards Trump and supporting Republican candidates. Is that all about this concern over too strict enforcement as they see it?
That's really probably the key part of this. You know, even tech people who aren't directly involved in the crypto industry sort of see what's going on and say, you know, this is an administration that's cracking down on innovation. And, you know, there's a fear that there might be a crackdown on, you know, the AI companies that are proliferating now. And so that's a lot of what's driving the kind of rightward shift of the Silicon Valley elite toward Trump. But there are other factors as well. You know, a lot of these top figures in the tech world have kind of bought into concerns about cancel culture and, you know, wokeness run amok. And so there are some of those kind of cultural issues at play here as well.
And I'm sure it's also true that billionaires like tax cuts, which Donald Trump is promising more of as well.
That's for sure.
David Yaffe Bellany of The New York Times, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.